We've got Rodney Mallett with DOTD on with us. Good morning, Rodney. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Brian. Things are going well.
Glad to have you on this morning. Initially, when I reached out, I just wanted to set the table for what DOTD was going to be up to in the Baton Rouge area for 2025 and maybe check in on Super Bowl progress as well, as y'all are working a number of projects on the roads down there. Can we start with the Super Bowl just to knock out what's on the punch list?
Sure. We are working in conjunction with the city on several different projects. Mainly, it's minor projects on our end. Like, we're resurfacing part of Poydras from the interstate to Galvez. We're doing some fencing and some cosmetic work throughout the area, throughout New Orleans. And then in the medical complex area, we're making some repairs there to the sidewalks, some patching, and we're working with the city, I think, there on some water lines. And then also around the Superdome,
yes,
we're doing a lot of striping, some more resurfacing and concrete work, sidewalk repair, those type of things. So, those are the things that we're doing right now in conjunction with the city for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of things that have been going on in that area that I believe that visitors are going to see, and it's really going to help their experience, mainly with the airport. That new on and off ramp, the entrance and exit to there, and the diverging diamond. So the traffic in that area is going to be a lot better. Also, part of that project, I-10 was widened in that Kenner area. I think that's going to be really helpful for people trying to get down to the Superdome or downtown. It's going to be a much safer, less congested than it was in the past. Mm-hmm. And then, we've worked with the city also to repair some of the interstate lighting and upgrade the lighting along I-10 and 610. So there's been a lot of progress, a lot of improvements in the New Orleans area. Some of it specifically related to the Super Bowl, and some of it is just going to be like lanyap for the Super Bowl. So they're going to get to see some improvements.
Excellent stuff. We're talking with Rodney Mallett from DOTD. Rodney, I would be remiss if I didn't ask if there were already plans in the works when it comes to safety precautions. Does DOTD have a role in like any interstate like off-ramp closures, way people are rerouted to the CBD or to the French Quarter as a result of what went down on January 1st?
That's going to be a local law enforcement, or maybe even that's going to be a law enforcement call. And what happens is usually if they need equipment, they can call us and we will help set up barricades. But that's a local call in any event, not just because of this event or the Super Bowl, but that's the local.
We got Rodney Mallett with us from DOTD. Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's top of mind. It's top of news. I got to ask about it, right?
Oh, I understand, yes.
Yeah. Let's bring it back home a little bit. I mean, initially when I reached out to you, my main thing I wanted to talk about was the College Drive flyover. And then,
oh, yeah, that's great.
Where are we right now, and how much longer till we're done?
It should be completed by the spring of this year. So we've made a lot of progress. That project started in 2021, and it was hindered at the start from the COVID, and then we had the supply chain issues. And, it seems like that was forever, but it wasn't that long ago. And then we had the year of the hurricanes where we reached a zeta.
Yeah.
And then they have made a strong comeback since then, and that's going to be opening in this spring. And that I think that is going to be something that is going to transform the congestion in our area. It's going to be a lot safer. I don't know if you go that way. Well, yeah, I know you come down I-12, so you see that merge with people trying to get over to college and people trying to get over to go downtown. To have that taken care of is going to be very beneficial.
Just between you, me, and the wall, I take Florida Boulevard as often as I can. I avoid the interstate like it's got a disease, Rodney.
I take Florida quite a bit, too, and we have a rehab project coming up in 2025 that it's going to resurface and do some sidewalk improvements on Florida. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Can you talk to me a little bit about that? I mean, what can we expect there? Because I know I know there's patches of Florida that's just rough right now.
I don't have all the specifics on me right now,
but no worries.
I know it's going to be over there by that Foster area. It's going to be, and that's a rough area that is surface wise, and that's going to be part. That's within the limits of that project.
Okay. Well, yeah, and you've already got lane closures. If you're on Florida headed eastbound, you can't turn left onto Foster. And if you are on Foster headed, I believe that would be northbound, there's a lane blockage there as well. So this thing's already, you know, already starting to be in the works.
Right, and that's going to be great. Now, I take that area quite a bit, and it is in need of repair.
Is the College Drive – let's move back over to the interstates real quick. Is the College Drive flyover the only real – I mean, it. I know there's a lot of work being done on the interstate right now, but College Drive, we're going to see discernible difference within this year. How much other discernible difference are we going to see, like, say, over the lakes and for the rest of I-10?
Well, we're hoping that that lakes – project will be finished by the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
And that'll be good. Also, here's one that I think your listeners will be very happy to hear, is the Jubin Road, the roundabout and the widening, that should be completed this year as well. Also, with the new Mississippi River Bridge, we should, if everything goes right with the environmental, the thing about when you have to do the environmental, the part of the National Environmental Protection Act is, if you find something that needs further investigation, mm-hmm. then that's going to extend your time to do the environmental study. And that's where we are right now. We're hoping we can wrap that up and have a preferred route and have a public meeting and let everybody know what that route is going to be by the end of the year.
We're talking with Rodney Mallett from DOTD. Okay, let's stick with that for just a second, because that kind of resets the timeline there. And I know, legislatively, if we're talking about funding, that's not your bailiwick. That's for me to deal with legislators on. But when it comes to timeline, how far off are we from where we were to get another bridge?
Well, it's not anything that's going to happen real soon. You know,
right.
We have to do the environmental study. We have to do the public meeting. We have to get public comments. And then we're going to have to design, and we're going to do the toll study. So, It's like you said, there is the question of funding. But I will tell you that this is not the first time that the state has tried to add a bridge across the Mississippi River, but this is the furthest that we've ever gotten. So we have reached a milestone that as the department, we're kind of happy to reach.
Well, yeah, I mean, nobody's going to pat themselves on the back until there's a physical bridge built, but being this far down the stretch is a good thing. Keeping with that, though, and I don't want to get too local because I know you're state DOTD, but on the one side of the bridge with the 415 connector and on the other side with Highway 30, how's progress on those two?
They're still progressing. I do not have bid dates on those on the top of my head, but okay. I can email those to you as soon as we get off the phone.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I would like to kick 2025 off with some updates on those two fronts. What else are y'all working on that we're going to see, like we'll be able to put eyes and wheels on this year?
Well, you're definitely going to see more improvements with the PQ lane. That is not set to be completed until 2026, but we do get a lot of questions at DOTD about PQ because of all the progress they've made. So that is going to be a project that is going to help that part of town with the congestion on the interstate and Segan and Perkins and Airline. So they're definitely moving forward with that. We're going to continue with the I-10 widening. So you're going to see, all the construction over there.
Mm-hmm.
At St. James and St. John, we get a lot of questions about the Airline Highway. That is a major thoroughfare over there. And we have a big project that should be completed in 2026. It's going to mill and overlay that whole stretch. And also, the LA 30 roundabouts, it's progressing nicely. They're not going to be completed this year, but they're going to see a lot of progress on that. So we got that going. And we also have the second phase, and I know that you're very popular in West Baton Rouge. people will be very excited to know that the next phase of the Intracoastal Waterway Bridge improvements or replacements will be starting this spring. And that's going to be on the northbound side of the bridge. So, we're getting closer and closer on that project as well.
Yeah, that's one that, I drove over that a couple weeks ago. It looks like it's almost there. I mean, it looks like it's so close to completion just to get back to it.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to take down the bridge, the northbound bridge, and then they'll rebuild it. and then we'll move the traffic back over to the northbound side. So, and I know West Baton Rouge will be happy to see that. And also, I know they'll be happy because I know I lived over there for a while, and I would be happy if I still was over there to have that dedicated lane to go east so you don't have people cutting over at the last minute.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He is Rodney Mallett with DOTD. We appreciate the update, man. Thanks so much for a couple minutes.
All right, anytime, Brian. It's been too long.
Yes, it has. We'll talk to you soon.